Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. In a significant development, the World Bank has upgraded India's growth forecast, making it the fastest-growing major economy, even as it cuts the global outlook due to various geopolitical and economic challenges. First, let's look at why this is in the news. The World Bank's Global Economic Prospects Report, a biannual flagship report, has upgraded India's growth forecast to 6.6% for 2026, up from 6.5% in January. This is a notable development, as India remains the fastest-growing major economy. At the same time, the report cuts global growth to 2.5% for 2026, the weakest pace since the COVID-19 pandemic, citing the conflict in the Middle East, higher energy prices, and trade uncertainty. What makes this significant is that India is one of the few major economies to receive an upgrade, driven by a rebound in domestic demand and exports, even as most of the world slowed. The regional picture presents a contrast, with a resilient, domestically driven South Asia standing out against a Gulf region hammered by the oil shock that threatens India only indirectly. Building on this, it's essential to understand what the Global Economic Prospects Report is and who publishes it. This is a classic prelim strap. The GEP and WDR are published by the World Bank. The WEO is published by the International Monetary Fund, or IMF. And the HDR is published by the United Nations Development Programme, or UNDP. Now, let's examine why India is resilient and where the risks lie. India's relative strength rests on its domestic foundations, while its main risks are imported. Domestic demand and services are key factors, as a large home market and a strong services sector insulate India from global trade shocks more than export-dependent economies. However, the imported risk is significant, as the Middle East conflict raises oil prices, and India imports about 85% of its crude. This can lead to a wider current account deficit, a weaker rupee, imported inflation, and narrow the Reserve Bank of India's room to cut rates. Crucially, trade fragmentation is also a headwind, with rising global protectionism and tariff uncertainty, partly offset by India's free trade agreements. It is worth pausing here to note that India is the world's fastest-growing major economy and, at roughly $4 trillion, among the largest in absolute size, but its per capita income remains low. High growth is not the same as development. It is necessary but not sufficient, and the gains must also translate into jobs, the recurring concern about growth without enough employment. Now, let us turn to the diverging forecasts from different agencies. The World Bank, the Reserve Bank of India, or RBI, and Fitch see India's growth slightly differently, and an aspirant should read them together. Note that the agencies diverge in both number and direction, with the World Bank and the RBI holding or raising their forecasts, while Fitch cut its forecast. The basis for these forecasts also differs, with the World Bank using calendar year figures, and the RBI and Fitch using fiscal year figures, making them not strictly comparable. The consistent message, however, is one of resilience with imported risk. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? For prelims, remember that the World Bank's Global Economic Prospects Report is a biannual flagship report, and it raised India's growth to 6.6% for 2026 and 7.2% for 2027, keeping India the fastest-growing major economy. It also cut global growth to 2.5% for 2026, the weakest since COVID, with South Asia at 6.3% and developing economies at 3.6%. Note this carefully, the publishers of key reports are a favorite prelims topic, with the GEP and WDR published by the World Bank, the WEO by the IMF, and the HDR by the UNDP. Also, Remember that the World Bank uses calendar year figures, while the RBI and Fitch use fiscal year figures, making them not directly comparable. For mains, there are several relevant angles. First, under GS3 Indian economy, India's growth resilience is domestic, but its risks are imported, is a key theme to examine in the context of the Middle East oil shock. Second, under GS3 macroeconomics, discuss why global growth forecasts have been cut and the implications for India's external sector. Third, under GS3 analysis, consider how policymakers should read divergent growth forecasts from the World Bank, IMF, Fitch, and the RBI. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The World Bank has upgraded India's growth forecast to 6.6% for 2026. The global growth forecast has been cut to 2.5% for 2026, the weakest since the COVID-19 pandemic. South Asia's growth forecast is 6.3%, and developing economies are expected to grow at 3.6%. India imports about 85% of its crude oil, making it vulnerable to oil price shocks. In conclusion, the World Bank's upgrade of India's growth forecast is a significant development, reflecting the country's resilience in the face of global challenges. However, the risks are imported, and policymakers must navigate these challenges to sustain growth and development. This has significant implications for India's strategic position and its pursuit of sustainable and inclusive development.